So is this going to ruin anything for me if I haven't seen this any of The Sopranos ever?
Not really. I mean, other than that, like, it's implied he dies at the end. I don't think there's, like, major plot reveals that happen in the last 4 minutes of the show, as far as I remember, at least.
How dare you spoil The Sopranos?
A show that ended in, like, 2003, I think.
That has a gun in its name, stylized, and also, like, they're dying? These mobsters are dying?
Wow, yeah. Can you believe that, like, violence is potentially done to these bad mafia guys?
Yeah.
It really truly says a lot about our society.
This appears to have been uploaded by Tony Soprano to YouTube, so that's that does his account. Actually complicate.
Yeah, that's the real guy's account. Maybe somebody else is on it, you know, a wise guy from the mob, who knows.
Oh yeah, like they are laundering money through this YouTube channel.
Yeah, no, it's like
Sopranos
a dead man
clips.
Switch where, you know, in case Tony ain't around, like this is where they leave it off, you know.
Okay,
this is his legacy, because obviously the real person Tony Soprano who exists in this show is about all right.
Countdown, and then we'll start. So 3, 2, 1, play.
There he is. There's the man himself.
Hey.
Now, the actor did pass away a few years ago, James Gandolfini.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he is dead. It's not an implication of this scene.
Well,
the fact that Gandolfini is in this scene implies that he dies.
This is actually how James Gandolfini died. They shot this.
Yeah.
It was like a The Crow kind of situation.
They had a secondary grip on set that day who was just like, and they're just like, oh, shoot. I always mix this up.
No, it was weird. Alec Baldwin just showed up. you'll see later he comes in the diner and then everything cuts out partway through the scene.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and that's Carm. That's his wife.
That's wild.
Carmela Soprano.
Also, is this a personal at table
jukebox
thing?
Yeah,
jukebox.
Oh, I just realized I'm watching. I have my YouTube playback speed on 1.25.
Oh no.
Yeah,
I'm at 107.
Okay,
108.
Cool. Yeah, no, I was listening to some
110.
Fucking, here, pause.
Pause. Okay.
Okay.
And I paused at 113.
Okay, cool. If you ever want to hear of how much a dweeb I am, I've been listening to fucking video essays at more than regular speed. While playing video games all morning. So, you know, cool guy stuff.
I have trouble with that because, like, sometimes I edit the show at, like, 1.2 speed or 1.25 at the very most.
Just put a little extra stank on there, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, it makes everything sound a lot punchier and more competent, but also then when
Then you play us back and we sound like a bunch of fucking yokels, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should play anything at faster speed than it is. It's getting you know what? It's the equivalent of fucking, like, photoshopping models to be thinner than they are. Like, you can't just make us
I
sound
just,
funnier
like,
than we are.
Not have this video essayist guy I'm listening to, like, get the fuck to the point. Or maybe it was like a video game tutorial or something that I originally said it and then just forgot to set it back.
No, if you want the video essayist to get to the point, then you should listen to an essayist who's like practiced to get to the point.
Yeah, who did like a good job of making a video essay. Yeah, I don't remember what it was. Anyway, I'm at 113.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, play.
Hey. All right, so yes, that's Carm.
Hey. Carm.
Carmela, yeah.
Karma.
Whoa. The show is like art.
It's been there the whole time. So is this like a personal at table jukebox, or do they just have control over the big jukebox?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, like it's like just a weird kitschy 50s diner where like you have your own little jukeboxes, which is weird.
Okay.
And I can see getting loud and bad.
That just sounds exhausting to have to listen to 5 songs at once.
Yeah.
I say as we're talking over audio the audience is listening to.
Right. I mean, yeah, we could cut this in, or it could just be a fun little, like, multimedia experience. Dear listener at home, if you want to watch this fucking, you know, if you're, like, at work or in your car or whatever, who fucking cares? Go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it in,
yeah.
But also if you want to put it on again,
and then you
like,
mute
on
it,
your Tesla's
so.
Dashboard, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, a guy who looks like Nathan Fillion is walking.
Yeah, that
square Nathan Fillion.
This is his son. This is AJ.
Okay.
Which is short for Anthony Jr.
Okay. Which Tony is short for Anthony Sr.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why they call him T.S., as in T.S. Eliot, who is also the same guy as James Gandolfini. And and Tony Soprano. All the same dude.
I can't tell what's a bit anymore. Like, this is just all...
Yeah, the poetry he writes in this show is great.
Okay, and I'm baking this. Yeah, the license plate is LGP. That's meaningful somehow. Every shot is meaningful.
Oh, there's 100% like a million fucking like again, dumb video essays and shit of like, okay, like you know, a bunch of shit with like a like red circle and an arrow in the thumbnail, like about, you know, like, oh, like, yeah, it's secretly symbolism that, you know, Tony's still alive because X, Y, and Z or whatever.
Focus on the good times.
Like, okay. You shot the know.
Isn't that what you said one time? Try and remember the times that were good?
I did?
Yeah.
Well, it's true, I guess.
That was drunk a lot. Yeah. What can I say?
I love James Gandolfini's acting. just like, he always sounds like he's got, like, or at least as Tony Soprano, who, again, is the same person that... All right, this bit's tired. he just sounds like he's got a throat full of gabagool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why he died.
Yeah.
Like, severe hemorrhagic gabagool.
Yeah. There we go. Parallel parking's a motherfucker, huh?
It is. It's a shame this isn't like the TV show Bones or something, where they just explain to you that the car parks itself because it's a Toyota Camry, whatever right. The fuck.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Meadow. It's been fucking ages since I've actually seen the show.
Meadow?
Meadow is, yeah, the other Soprano kid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
That's Don't
how
stop.
The, that's how the show ends.
But it,
yeah.
but it did. But it did.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know what? Having never watched a second of The Sopranos, I respect that ending. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Don't try to end a show, but please end the show.
Yeah.
that's the way to go.
Yeah. It's some great stuff in the fucking comment section here too.
Yeah, what do we got? Tell me a couple things.
Yeah, this one's great. This okay. comments section is amazing. I've learned that when Chris said hell, Chris being another character on the show, when Chris said hell is seeing your own death over and over, then watching Tony walk through that door, clearly seeing himself sat there and waiting for the moment he's killed, with Journey singing "It Goes On and On and On and On," has left me stunned. Masterpiece.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone mentions Breaking Bad fans. It's totally possible Walter survived despite being gunshot and having late stage 4 cancer. Sopranos fans, Tony's dead.
Yep. Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's right here in the related. I gotta say, surprisingly good stuff. Generally, like, because like, yeah, there's a lot of like the ending explained, fucking blah blah blah. But yeah. It's like, you know, why the Sopranos finale is so brilliant. But there's also The Sopranos for PS2 by Video Game Donkey, and, just like, fucking, yeah, The Sopranos, Tony's kills, it's just 6 minutes of just him murdering dudes. Oh, Tony on homosexuality, The Sopranos HD.
These are the other videos we can watch of Tony Soprano.
Do you want to watch his takes on homosexuality?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. I don't see it in mine. I have Tony beats.
Here, I'll send it in fucking Discord or whatever.
Tony beats his driver.
There's a lot of good Tony content out there.
Just the song "Don't Stop Believin'."
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you can simulate the experience yourself by just turning it off halfway through.
I think this homosexuality clip is going to be particularly excellent, in part because this guy looks like Alex Jones in the first place.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he's like that's part of the appeal of the show, right? Is he's a total fucking lunk. He's a fucking meathead. It's great. And this is him talking to his therapist, Dr. Okay. Melfi. Yeah. Okay. I'm at zero. Whenever you're ready.
So 3, 2, 1, play.
You didn't know he was gay.
Actually, I had him pegged the whole time, but.
Had him pegged.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. Do love pegging gays.
Is he a close friend?
Not only that, he's one of my most valuable guys. He's ambitious. He's focused.
Getting pegged every day will do that.
When I was in the hospital, he helped Carmelo tremendously when we were strapped.
Strapped.
You've implied you have millions of dollars. Your hospital stay was actually that costly?
Well, no, but, huh?
That's how I feel watching this.
Is that the issue?
Coming to the scene without context.
You tell me, what is the issue?
He's a fag.
And?
Yeah, it's true.
Now what am I supposed to do?
About what?
I know it. They're born that way, right? It's not their fault. Frankly, I think they go about in pity for themselves.
I don't think they see it as a fault.
In your circle, I'm sure you got all kinds of gays and trans whatevers of all stripes. But not where I come from.
I got a lot of those.
You personally.
Yeah. Also, I gotta say, trans whatevers, a lot more ahead of its time to say that than like a million of the other things he probably could have said.
Yeah, so far Tony Soprano is woker than a lot of people
today.
Than
most people in
most people.
I mean, yeah, most people today, let alone, I mean, this was the fucking mid-2000s, so.
Yeah.
On all that, the lesbian thing with the Jennifer Beals, it's not bad.
But I'm a cheerleader?
Yeah.
She a dyke in real life? I don't give too much of a shit what people do behind closed doors with the consenting adults.
You shoot people behind closed doors, so.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
I'm a strict Catholic.
He murders people.
I agree with that sanatorium.
Mm-hmm. But only consensually.
Says if we let this stuff go too far, pretty soon we'll be fucking dogs.
Spoken like a guy who wants to fuck a dog.
I hear a lot of ambivalence.
This guy that got outed. Look, the guys that work for me are asking for head.
For head?
Yeah.
His head. What the fuck? You know, him and me were in a construction business. Now some of these union old-timers, the contractors, they're not going to want to be seen with him. And I'm talking huge deals, major fucking dollars.
A lot of your circle must have done jail time. They can't be strangers to male-male sexual contact.
That's right, I guess.
Well, you're going to pay us for that.
Well, that's nice.
What are you going to do? There's no women there.
Of course you're gay in prison. Come on.
5-10 years. Just for the record, my incarceration was very short term, so I never had any need for any anal, you know.
So this fella who's been outed, what's he saying?
You think I'm lying, don't you? About when I was in jail.
I've given you no indication I think you're lying.
He's so uncomfortable.
And I like that half of these shots are framed with just like a box of tissues covering his cock.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? I suppose something inside me says, God bless, I salute. Who gives a shit? When I had a second chance, why shouldn't he?
Part of your new outlook?
Maybe.
I salute it, then.
It's the whole fucking order, I'll tell you that.
How so?
Well, you can talk about every day being a gift and stopping to smell the roses, but regular life's got a way of picking away at it. Your house, the shit you own, it drags you down.
This all sounds like a point in favor of being
your kids,
a trans
what they
whatever.
Want.
Yeah, exactly.
One bad idea after another. I was trying to work a cell phone menu. It was enough to make you scream.
Man, you know.
Okay.
Tony Soprano said, Compet is a prison. Great.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the wokest thing I've seen on TV in some time.
The wokest thing you'll see on HBO for sure.
I mean, like, whatever just happened there is better than representation politics, I think.
Yeah. Also, the scene where, I forget who sees him, but the mob guy who, you know, he finds out is gay, right? I think it's maybe Chris who fucking well, basically, so I forget why they're out, but out at night or whatever. There's a security guard parked in a truck. And then they see Vito, you know, the guy who gets outed, come up from giving him head. And it's a real, like comedy jump scare almost. Blowjob jump scare is a hell of a phrase.
There are not enough jump scares in porn, let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, keep you on your toes, you know?
Yeah, that's a whole genre. Like, you know, fear and pleasure, just so titillatingly connected in the mind. Yeah. Perhaps a jump scare or two.
Exactly.
Okay, no, I've invented my entire porn parody for this, of The Sopranos, with lots of jump scares, weird shit going on, people getting whacked.
Whacked off.
I'm going to call it Tranny Soprano.
Oh my God.
Psychic Dolphin Garage.
Yeah, I'm sorry I can't join in the production on this, as anytime I gotta say the title, I'm gonna need to get a pass from somebody. you know, the thing I'm working on, you know.
Just you coming to me being like, hey, I've used up my little stack of business card passes for the
their
production. I'm gonna need more.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, I gave you a stack of 100. I can't just get these from the printer. We haven't
even
started
production
yet. I've been saying
it
a lot. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm working on my elevator pitch, but I'm practicing in my house. And I'm like, you've been spending these when you're alone in your house? And I'm like, I think the neighbors can hear me. I put one down the drain every time.
Yeah. You know, I'm Catholic. Apartment. It's a shame thing, all right? God. Yeah, fucking... So yeah, that's The Sopranos. We're not here to talk to you about The Sopranos, though.
No.
Yeah. The reason we were watching the ending of The Sopranos in the first place is because, and this is the most glib way to break the news, maybe, but we're going to be taking a break from Psychic Dolphin Garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Charlie and Dennis, who's obviously, you know, not here right now, but
yeah,
feels similar.
This is the end of season four or five, whatever we're on at this point.
Yeah, however you want to delineate the seasons. I think in a different world, there's like warring factions of like, oh no. As soon as they started fucking, you know, like as soon as Kelton left, like, you know, that's the end of season one, or like, you know, that's maybe season two. Who
see,
cares?
I can say, here's a genuine question on that. It's like, because like Dennis was on before Dennis was on before Kelton left. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple times I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So in my mind, I've always considered Dennis coming on to be the beginning of the next season. But is it actually more like, does Psychic Dolphin Garage actually only have like three seasons? And what happens is like they introduce some sort of like Urkel comedy relief character
who then takes
over in the next season.
That's absolutely like, me. I am my own Urkel. I should. The albatross around my neck is Urkel and myself.
You know, you got to be the Urkel you want to see in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. But
so maybe actually all three of us were introduced as mid-season relief characters and then we just kept going.
We are all just Urkels of our own making, you know.
And you know, and that's why this was glib, is because that's the show you listen to.
Yeah, but absolutely,
genuinely, for real, we are officially this is the final episode of this season with Bo and I on it. Zach is going to be continuing the show and is very interested in doing so. So we're not sure where it's going, but Zach is prepared himself.
Yeah, certainly excited to see. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool show.
Yeah, it's a cool show that we've spent a lot of time and fucking everything on, you know? Yeah.
I think everything's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing what comes out of it, but oh my God. The last, like, 6 months of my life have been so fucking stressful, Bo.
Yeah, and yeah, that's
dear listener. I'm so tired. It's been, and you can tell, like, my audio quality on the edits has been, like, sucking for the last, like, month or two as I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to teach myself, like, new ways to edit things and look at stuff. And it's that thing they say about cooking, like, don't cook when you're hungry because the stakes are too fucking high. Like, you got to just kind of release whatever shit you produce if you're learning at the same time as releasing. And we're always playing catch up. And y'all know it. Like, I release something every, like, 1 to 2 weeks. You know, Dennis was getting something out every week, 1, 2 weeks. Like, whatever it was just a pain in the ass, and we were all so stressed.
Yeah. So. I mean, this may come as news to fucking anybody. Life has been bad and weird and hard generally for people for the past, I don't know, couple of years at least. And, yeah, just more so lately for us, all of us specifically, in ways that have impacted just our ability to fucking make the show run, you know, in terms of,
I mean,
I
haven't been like I've always been pretty straight up about like how many goddamn migraines I've been getting. Like, you know, for the last like couple of years now, on like, you know, I've been as high as like 4 a week, 5 a week. And, you know, right now I'm at a place where it's like sometimes I have 0 in a week, and sometimes I have like 1 to 3, depending on like, you know, if there's like a trigger for it. So like, I'm actually getting them under control, which
nice
rocks.
Good. And yeah, I think the time to fucking, you know, be able to do that and fucking self-care, yada yada, be attentive to yourself is important.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better for a migraine too than having two fucking other jackasses loudly cackling in your ear as we talk about, like, I don't know, Elon Musk got his dick stuck in a mousetrap or something. Like,
oh, no, I mean, I just skipped on those days. Like,
yeah.
Talking with you about who's gotten what caught in where every weekend that I could has just been a fucking delight. Like, this has been the highlight of
and that's
so
the,
much going on.
I think a thing we can't stress enough is, you know, fucking, yeah, we wouldn't have been doing this long if it wasn't, like, fucking fun and cool and enjoyable to do with the people we do it with. And I gotta say, the people we do it for. You know,
we really, I mean, genuinely, like, appreciate so much all the people listening right now. Cause, like, you know, ever since, like, I joined up, it's been like, we've been like a smaller show. We have our small base of listeners, and, like, we've been growing the Patreon that whole time. A bunch of you have, like, started donating to the show just to keep us going every month. And it's been really cool that, like, you know, for all the ups and downs and the difficulties with release and all the other things, like, y'all are just there plugging along, like, sending really sweet messages, telling us to keep doing it, you know, commenting on stuff on Twitter, and that just fucking rocks and feels really good. Because like, I don't want to stop making shit like this. I don't want to stop making podcasts. I want to keep learning how to do it better. I want to, like, learn, like, really easy, like, I've discovered so many, like, you know, tools in Reaper to edit audio with. They're just like I can automatically, like, have it cut all of the silence out of the episodes, just you know, just click a button, give it some parameters, just do it, and, like, oh,
the
my god, my life is, like, so
future.
Much easier.
Yeah.
I know, like, I've been doing, like, audio and video stuff since, like, 1996, so it's just, like, sometimes I'm just doing things the hard way, and I don't even realize there's, like, processing
there's
power
got to
and
be
tools.
A better way. Yeah.
Yeah, like, the first shit we ever made was on a big, like, Casablanca setup where you, like, you stick a VHS in on one side and you stick a VHS on the other, and there's sort of like a slightly better than Apple II-ass processor in there,
oh,
which allows
God.
You to, like, add transitions and do, like, basic previewing without first writing it to something, because I think it just has, like, a rewritable
drive. It's
got to
be just all star wipes, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly, like, that's where the star wipes come from.
Hell yeah.
Is, you know, it had a big mouse in the center of it, which was one of those big, like, table ones where it's just got, like, the rolling ball in it, and then
oh,
two massive, like, fist-size buttons.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can't remember how it worked, because, again, like, so when I went to middle school, we had a room we called the lab, which was, there was this old, like, fucking, he must have been 80 or 90 years old guy named John Ketling, who I can't dox because there's no way he's alive. Like,
he was looking out, John.
Yeah. And he would just like go around to colleges and, you know, like just he'd putter around and just like find cast off equipment that people were getting rid of. Like we had an electron microscope in my middle school just because like he found a university that was like, this doesn't like do us anymore. We got a better one.
This out. Yeah.
Yeah. They were literally just throwing out an electron microscope. So it's like
fell off the back of the truck.
We were able to just like look at shit at a microscopic level. It was wonderful.
It's badass. Yeah.
The atomic looking at like metals at the atomic level. Anyway, there was also like a bunch of old, like, you know, Mac, like all in one computers, like the square ones that are about the size of your head.
Oh yeah.
With a screen in it. And then there was the big Casablanca setup for like VHS, like temporary write recording stuff. Hey, it was fucking great. We wrote scripts in there. We made movies with that shit. I did everything on like videotape cameras until I was like, I don't know, 24.
That's awesome.
That's fucking fun. I love that shit. But like, yeah, nowadays I'm just like, I don't know how to do it the new way. Like you can just like you can record as much footage as you want and it barely matters. You can edit anything and automate shitloads of the process. You can do all this fancy stuff. Like I've just discovered that you can like just buy like video transitions and titles and audio drops and shit, and I'm like, oh well, of course there's a big market for that shit out there.
Yeah, big old like fucking Unity asset store style shit. Yeah
but
which
like...
is also why y'all can't see this because it's, you know, audio format and not video, but we do have a brought back CGI James Gandolfini here with us, who we couldn't do the voice, couldn't train the AI on the voice from The Sopranos, but he is here in the room with us.
I mean, okay. Yeah.
It's an elaborate fiction.
And I hope everyone enjoyed our live recreation of the end of The Sopranos.
Yeah, right. Fucking, God, what else to touch on?
I mean, I think it's like, yeah, just tons of stress in everyone's lives. Like, Dennis had to literally just pack up, go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been fucking working overtime like this entire year.
Yeah, you.
Like,
you've been working like,
yeah,
how much?
So literally hours a week? Fucking, yeah, no, it's been five tens for the past couple weeks.
Jesus
We're
Christ.
Off that, thank God. Yeah, that shit sucked.
That literally sounds like, I mean, literally that would just kill me, so.
Yeah. Oh, but it's even better. Fucking like, so I was laid off for about like a month back in January, right?
Yeah.
Like late December, mid-January kind of, and immediately getting back from that, the job I was on was fucking 7 days a week.
Yeah. I remember, like, there's been a number of points where you've just been working 7 days a week. Weren't you doing that, like, around right when I started the podcast?
Yeah, around there, you know.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And, you know, just on top of other general life stress shit, yeah, I'm kind of in a... I mean, fucking, yeah, just, again, you know, transparency's sake, like, I haven't been able to even edit or anything contribute to that, you know, the production side of things, which
but like,
you know, yeah, sucks.
I like totally like to, but also, you know? Like one of the things I really respect is that you just have said like, can't do that, we'll show up every weekend barring some absolute catastrophe, of which there have been a few but not too many.
Uh-huh.
And you,
because what is life these days if not just a series of catastrophes?
Yeah, part of the stress is like with the three of us working on the show, just like, you know, Dennis and I doing all the production, like there's just no easy way to promise what you can actually deliver because there is simply more to be done than you can do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a way to delegate, but
oh yeah, absolutely. Like if fucking,
the time was six months ago.
Yeah. If we like truly like knew what we were doing in terms of like, we're just all fucking like, you know, expert, like, audio production fucking, you know, people with like chops, right?
Yeah.
That would probably chops. Be one thing. But yeah, I don't fucking know like what a good fucking, you know, workflow is for this kind of shit.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot about it. Like that's actually one of the things I've been really enjoying about the podcast so much is that I can like, it's like we have a small, dedicated, enthusiastic group of people listening, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because like y'all are just there as I like experiment and learn and try things and learn about the process. Like if I start another project at some point, I'm really gonna know what I'm doing in a way that I did not. Because yeah, the only thing I really came into this with is a desire to just get high and talk with people.
which, let's be fair, is what like some of the most successful podcasts are. But they also have millions of dollars behind them supporting that fucking
yes,
that endeavor.
I have like a year and a half of community college video production under my belt, of which some was audio production.
There you go.
Which I is all slowly coming back to me because this was like over a decade ago.
Yeah.
It's almost 15 years ago at this point. Because listeners, today is my birthday of recording, and I am now, I think I'm 33.
Yeah, around that ballpark, right?
I'm 33 or 34, but I'm pretty sure I didn't miss a year. I think I'm 33. what is I can do this. It's 2022.
So far.
Sure. I'm going to assume they're not listening to this a year from now.
That would be
but
fucking great. Somebody who
if
gets
you
the,
are welcome. This is your first episode.
Has been going through the fucking show at like episode by episode. You know, which fine if you do. Like, you know, I not my personal preference because it's like, oh yeah, I really want to hear the hottest takes of something that happened 2 years ago. But
right,
fucking yeah.
Yeah, I am 33. I just did the math.
If this is how you get the news broken to you, you know, 2 years after the fact, I apologize.
Yeah, they started in the middle of like the episodes we were doing and are like, wow, I'm so happy that there's a giant backlog and a giant future log of this for me. I love this episode. Now, 5 episodes later, you're on this one. And sorry.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's kind of the thing too. Like, shit, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd be doing nothing fucking but podcasts. Well, okay, actually,
yeah.
For the longest time, I've always said my ideal job is I get paid to drink beer and fuck around with making Quake levels all day. But
that's basically like you could be doing that.
I mean, yeah, if I was like working it in the 90s, but you know.
Well, no. I think it's very possible for you to, if you just append podcasting to that, we could keep working on shows where eventually you could just do streaming as the adjunct to the thing where you just show us your Quake levels.
There you go. just zooming around in fucking Trench Broom, the editor. Like, okay, so here's like a little area. There's going to be some guys that spawn in here to surprise you. There's a quad damage if you... Like the art of painting, but fucking... Or what's the Bob Ross show? You know what I'm fucking talking about.
Yeah. No, but yes, I know it's the Bob Ross show, whatever
the fuck
that is.
What the fuck is it called? Yeah, I'm totally blanking.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Like such a fucking zoomer. The joy of painting.
The joy of painting.
The joy of painting. I'm thinking of the art of sex or something. I don't know. The joy of art, which is painting, also, is the full title of it.
Yeah, the Zen of Bitcoin or whatever the fuck.
The Zen of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I love how fucking Zen Bitcoin makes me.
Especially, it does provide a lot.
Especially now that it's like cratering day over day. Very zen.
I tweeted that yesterday. Like, I got on Twitter for the first time in like a couple of weeks because I'm just like not like when I get stressed, I just can't tweet. Like, there's no benefit I get out of tweeting unless I'm just like feeling fine already.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're not obligated to churn text into the collective screaming we all do on that website. Yeah.
Yeah, and I looked back at my timeline and I realized that like I basically just logged in every like, you know, 7 days to make a tweet about Bitcoin for a bit. So I just am like, I just want everyone to know I'm very stressed and that I do think about things other than Bitcoin and recognize that's all I've tweeted about lately. Because
I mean, what else is there to talk about? Honestly, that's the
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot. I just because I'm not on Twitter every second of the day, I miss a lot of it.
Yeah, no, there's a whole wide world out there, luckily, that is not cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of other, like, you know, fucked up things on Reddit or Quora or something that you can learn about.
Yeah, a beautiful
and,
panoply
of
just the dumbest, worst people online.
Yeah, I was talking to someone a couple of days ago about the DPRK.
Yeah.
And they had the standard question, which is like, so can they get on the internet, like our internet? And I'm like, I mean they can, like some people can, but like in general, No, it's it's generally a policy of the nation that most of what we produce is absolute garbage that will like warp minds in bad ways. And like, I agree. I don't think CNN going to the DPRK and saying, "So you've never been on Facebook," is really much of a gotcha.
That's like, that's the opposite. Off. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, that's if I could like prevent specifically like anyone over the age of like let's say like
anyone. No, anyone. Just anyone. No one gets to go on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the only people who are cool on Facebook are like the Minion Death Cult groups or podcast groups. It amazes me there are people older than me making podcasts that primarily do their shit on Facebook. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, no, I mean, fucking, there's a lot of cool shit on Facebook if, like...
Take that back. That's not true.
No, for real. Like, you can... if you don't just use it as a, okay, who from high school is pregnant now? And that makes it sound a little too focused.
Is that a thing you're searching? Did you find that Google didn't turn up enough results for you?
Literally, I opened my computer and I command it, show me. Let me see. Who's having fucking kids?
Yeah, fat bastard voice. Show
Zuckerberg,
me that belly.
I'm going to eat that baby. Now, Facebook can be cool, but also it has radicalized a bunch of very stupid people in this country. So that's cool. That's also cool.
I'm going to say that, like, unfortunately, social media is going to have to go through a transitionary period where it becomes redundant and irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And like, we're going to have to, I think, do to social media like what we do with the state, where we have to just take it over, nationalize it, and run it by a group of people who are like, well, we have to make sure this isn't a complete trash fire and optimize how it functions to literally like get you closer to people near you and stay connected to people who are far away. And that's
basically the like fucking touchy feely thing it claims to do right now, but really all it does is like, you know, try to sell you gold and convince you that you know, if you believe hard enough and storm the Capitol a second time, that your kids will go back to talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Oh, I mean, we were just talking about how we've been feeling and what we've been doing.
If I can
rewind a moment, I
please
have
do.
That's part, like, I'm bummed that we're not doing the show because I really like doing the show and I love riffing with you so much.
So
much
fucking
fun every
weekend. I feel the same way about fucking you and Dennis and fucking the guests we've had on, fucking just hanging
everyone
out with people and shit. Yeah
And I gotta say, this last like week since we decided this, like, I have felt so like here in a way that I have not felt in 6 months.
Yeah.
Because, like, can I just go through this?
Please do.
Honestly, it's for me, but just for, it's like, okay, so I started this year by having surgery on the 3rd of January.
Mm.
And then someone I know went off a bunch of meds and so needed help there. A couple of people I know have been variously suicidal for periods and I helped out with that. And honestly, I was doing that with someone before the year started. Actually, now I'm thinking about this, the entire time I've been doing the podcast, I've also been doing some sort of like hardcore assistance in the world to like help people keep existing and surviving and
various crises.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to say I'm managing crises, because like I try to have a very like outside of like being trapped in a situation that sucks ass, I try to like have a decent set of boundaries to be like, I can come over and help with it. Like, I lived with a friend for a couple of months before the year started, just to be like, yeah, I'll help you like clean up and do dishes and stuff, but I'm not coming over to your house to do your dishes and clean up if I'm going to be coming home and doing dishes and cleaning up.
For
like
yourself,
I only got one.
So
I just like lived there for a couple of months when no one else was there because they were like on vacation or something. And I'm like, that worked great. Like, everything helped a lot. We made a lot of good progress and things were okay. So like, that was, last year. Actually, now I'm going further back. It's like, okay, because in June of last year, like, this was fun, but we did do our like Pennsylvania road trip where we recorded a number of episodes on the road.
Hmm.
And that was fun. And I enjoyed doing that. And I enjoyed being there with everyone. But like, still a road trip, still a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're still like leaving when COVID is like finally like reaching a resting rate that is like safe to do things.
Hmm.
And then we got to the other side of the country. And then at that point, cases just started skyrocketing after a while of not. And I'm like, like, we knew it was coming, but like, shoot. And so our drive home was literally looking at a map and just sort of like follow, like, it's like a fucking, like, it's like 2012 or some fucking apocalypse movie where we're just sort of like driving and watching a map as like COVID cases just begin overtaking areas.
Yeah, no, I was going to say you're in fucking Walking Dead mode at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like we did that like end of last summer. Then I stayed at someone's house for a couple of months to help them like, you know, survive and manage. Mm. And that was like, you know, fun because it's still like this person's a great friend.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like everything is just feeling like crap all the time. We had plenty of fun, and a lot of it was, you know, if this person is feeling like crap, I just like play video games, hang out, make sure things
help them out. Yeah,
stable. Yeah, help them out, no problem. Yeah. So like I did that, and then I came home, and then immediately after that I had surgery, and then and then we did have like, you know, mental health crisis mode.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of all of that, my mom's in my childhood house burned to the ground, and then
you know, light stuff.
Yeah, and then I'm not really remembering a couple of months in there. Like,
yeah, as you kind of do when everything sucks this hard for this long.
Yeah, my memory in the last 6 months has been kind of fuzzy.
Yeah.
But like, we have reached a point of stability, but the podcast has been suffering for all of the shit going on. And like, gosh, the production's been hard because like it's no matter what I'm doing, like I can take it's not that I can't take a day off while doing the podcast. It's that any day I take off is immediately followed by like the next day I have to be working on podcasts. Like the specter of it and playing catch up and getting back to stable is just literally always there. So every other day of my waking life is like I really need to be doing podcast stuff. And if anything comes up, it's just kind of fucked. Like there isn't a way to
which I would say at that point, pretty good indicator to like reevaluate some shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sad that like, you know, it couldn't all pan out where like we just got a good like system down and a good schedule and everything. But also
hindsight's 2020, you know?
I mean, even if it's not hindsight, like, I think we all agree that would be a good idea, but, like, it just is what it is. Like, we're
just also a matter of actually doing that is a different question, too, yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't know, like, I can't control, like, when I have migraines and when stuff happens, and I'm doing everything in my life to, like, get them under control. I've been, you know, it's actually cool. For the first time in my life, I've been able to get, like, regular massages, because, like, Jack has, like, a big, like, you know, group deal with the person that he goes to, and it's really
tight.
Cool that like I can go like once a month, and like we found the specific spots in my body that are all like tight and pent up and doing badly and working on them, and it is helping the migraines a lot. They're every time we do it, it's better. If I could go every week, which is never going to be possible, but if I could go to a massage every week and work on those particular things while doing stretches at home, I think you could resolve my chronic migraines in like a month.
Hot damn.
Yeah, so it's been great. It's like between that and like they started me on Effexor like 6 months ago or something, give or take. Sometime in the last 6 months, I started on Effexor because like it has like an apparent secondary side effect of helping some people with migraines, and it's just been good. Like there was one period where I didn't have the Effexor, and you didn't get an episode that week because I didn't have my Effexor for
well, there
few
you
days.
Fucking go. You
and
know,
that
case
is
in
the
point.
Worst shit to go off of. Yeah. Oh, this people are not kidding. That is shit to go off of. I will take it very slow when I do.
Yeah.
If I do. You know, if I'm going off it, I'm going to take it.
I mean,
very slow,
if it's something that sounds like a Winamp plug-in, it's probably, you know, going to be pretty pretty effective, right?
Yeah.
That's the best pull I can think of. It's either that or like a guy. No, it's either that or like another DJ who like worked on Firestarter and then Prodigy screwed out of the credit or something. I don't know.
See, I think that's probably funny, but I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah, I mean that's not even really my wheelhouse. It just sounds like that, you know. So I'm fucking grasping at straws here.
You're having trouble continuing to do the podcast. You're sitting like I can't do the jokes anymore. I grasp for references, and all I pull out is like, I don't even know who you said. Who did you say?
Prodigy. You know that song Firestarter? Yeah.
No. I mean, I might have heard it.
There's a guy in the song who says, "I'm the Firestarter, twisted Firestarter." Uh-huh. And that's the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this like an EDM kind of song?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I don't know what that genre, strictly speaking, means, so I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Because if I'm going to listen to a song about starting fires from some twisted individual,
because he is twisted, he's like the Joker in that way.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm gonna go with "Burn" by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean,
because like I feel like that evokes the twistedness I want.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I think every good movie about being twisted from the 90s was scored to Nine Inch Nails, and I think that worked great.
Yeah, I mean, fucking back then, Trent Reznor was as twisted as you can fucking get, you know?
Yeah, like, was he like the first, like, sex icon that wasn't, like, deliberately cultivated to be a sex icon, but he was just like, I wrote a song about wanting to fuck you, and now everyone wants my twisted, broken mind.
I'm goth and horny, and that is my bit. Enjoy. And people did.
I think the song Closer changed the world. Like, it really opened up the possibility of being depressed, goth, and horny in a way that paved the way for not only emo, but most of the shitposting trans women we know today.
It's a fucking gorgeous Venn diagram, honestly, of fucking
gorgeous, yeah. Very literally.
Exactly. Yeah.
Incredible.
What else should we touch on, if anything?
I was just going to say, I've gotten to read a lot more theory lately.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I have time. I'm reading books by Kim Il-sung right now, and they fucking rock.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And if we had a podcast, I would tell you all about it because it's so interesting.
Well, there you just have. Congratulations.
Yeah, spreading the good news of communism by just going on podcasts and being like, hey, have you heard? There's some good news.
Yeah, it's real good.
It's communism. It's great. And then walking away.
Got anything else? No? All right. It was nice talking to you.
I didn't think I need to defend that.
That's plenty.
I thought it was fairly self-evident. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, this is great. Yeah. It's like, you want to tell me more? No, I just thought it was neat. You know, I just think they're neat.
Why don't instead of me telling you more, you just tell me what you think communism is, and I'll just tell you it's not true.
There you go. That's every conversation I've ever had with like a fucking coworker or something when that comes up.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, buddy. Here, let me be condescending for, well, forever. Real quick,
I am getting to talk to the massage person about all of this, and they're just interested because they don't think about it and they want to.
That's cool. Yeah.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, fucking with like, you know, a lot of the like union drives and shit going on right now. It's a great time if you like us, dear listener, are a weirdo who strikes up political conversations with strangers. Any way you can, you know, you can be like, hey, you know, that's Starbucks, huh? You know?
Yeah.
How about that Starbucks?
That's actually been a fun one because like sometimes people will have talked to me about like, because when I'm talking to people, like, we all agree the Starbucks stuff is good. The union stuff is great. Mm-hmm. And then, like, more than once, we have started talking about, like, the New Deal and some other stuff and stuff around that era. And, I think I was talking to Jack about this the other night. I've had similar conversations. He summed up the question really well. But it was just like, New Deal, though. Like, how did get that?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, yeah. But those conversations are fun because it's like, well, we had a huge labor movement, one of the strongest we've had in history. Like, you know, we're having like labor revolts and like riots and shit around this time. Also a shitload of money from selling arms to every side of World War I. Like, but most importantly, it's like labor is as militant as it was during like the eras of slave revolts.
Yeah. Or at least like the most militant it has been in a fucking minute. Yeah.
Yeah. It really fucking rocks.
Yeah.
And it's like that, like, so what we need is a labor movement if you want something similar, and you need it to be filled with communists who are constantly pushing it to be more militant about everything.
Yeah, exactly. Cause if you fucking like, you know, like, hey, yeah, making $20 an hour, like at like every fucking Starbucks or whatever, like, that'd be cool, that'd be great, but also like,
yeah,
we should own the Starbuckses. Nationalized Starbucks, like, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, honestly, like, I mean honestly, coffee is going to be one of those commodities that is already and will be like tremendously impacted by climate change, such that like where it grows and how is distinct from what it is now. And I do think in order to have any sort of like supply of coffee into the future, we are going to have to nationalize like it's growing roasting and distribution.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to like it's just a thing you have to do.
I guarantee like, you the US government's got like a fucking warehouse just full of Senka somewhere just waiting. Yeah.
A deep underground cave filled with like Death Wish coffee. They're just using it. Well, see, they have this, but it's only because it's like a supplement. It's like a supplemental. It's a combat supplement for the troops.
Oh yeah, of course. Got to have it for the troops.
God, the stuff that like that's one of the number one reasons. Like I was never prone to join the military. Like mm-hmm. I looked at it and thought, I have so much aversion to authority that they will probably like beat me and kick me out.
Yeah,
the military if I even tried. And then as I got older, I was like, wow, that place is evil and filled with like Christian wackadoos who are very bad people.
Yeah.
And nothing about it was good. And then I learned about imperialism. Like just the more you learn, the more you hate the military, the US military specifically.
Not a great track record on those guys.
No, but like one of those things that kind of was always in my brain, even before I knew enough stuff to like just immediately dismiss the military
just
as
really correlate it
entirely.
As a whole like okay I grok it like you know this it sucks for like x y and z reasons that I can now like you know articulate and explain etc yeah
but before that I would just like hear stories from any point really from like World War II onward up to the modern day of just like just the pills and shit and the weird things they make you take
oh yeah
as a soldier and it's just like then you learn about like fucking MK Ultra and shit and you're just like okay so like like Agent Orange in Vietnam and shit it's like okay so just like anyone we've deemed an enemy or anyone we've deemed an expendable grunt is just a medical test subject fundamentally
basically yeah so that,
like
you know like
that's what we do
yeah so you know some fucking company can just like hey you know this seems like it'll like peel skin off real good why don't you just like spray it over a base and don't tell anybody. See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, twisted and horrific and disgusting. Not twisted in a cool Trent Reznor way. I got to clarify, like, you know, just bad.
Yeah.
But no, also, like shit that actually happened, too. So,
it's twisted in a bad way because, like, I don't think Trent Reznor has ever deliberately scored anything the military has done, but Godsmack sure did. And they're twisted in the bad way.
I think it'd be really great if it's a little late now, but if the fucking Top Gun reboot, you know, because like obviously it's a big fucking Air Force recruiting ad, right? But like,
has that come out yet?
It came out like a couple weeks ago, I think.
I haven't been paying attention to it, but I did just download the like free add-on for Microsoft Flight Simulator, which is the Top Gun Maverick mission pack.
Nice.
My friend Kim saw me downloading it like yesterday and was like, oh no.
Like, oh cool. Like, Charlie's a fucking cop. Great. Good to know.
Her question was, are these like, do you actually go and bomb Iran? Are these like missions for that? And I'm like, I don't know what happens in that movie.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, oh God, like, am I getting mission packs to like go bomb Vietnam?
Yeah. Yeah. You're doing America's Army, that fucking first person shooter, but for planes. Yeah.
Like Asia is the only region like I'm downloading content for in airports. Uh-oh. Cause I'm enjoying flying between Vietnam, and like Pyongyang just because I want to.
Yeah.
It's great.
All fucking sky. So
yeah.
Really, I'm no fucking, game developer or nothing. I feel like they could have saved a lot of money by just going, oh yeah, no, you're real high up. It's all down there. You don't need to see it.
Yeah. No, it does say there's a little toggle switch that says, do you want to, stream like, you know, real time terrain data and up to date
Google Maps
shit.
And all that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Parentheses, maybe gigabytes of data. Like,
God,
it's like,
that rules.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I guess if I can stream like 100 gigabytes of terrain data every month to fly around in a plane, like whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. No, they should have just Superman 64'd that shit to where you can maybe see like 30 feet in front of you at all times. And also you're flying through rings. That's all the game is.
You know, that's something I just had this like flashback moment of like, wow, we have reached a point where I really don't see like distance fog in games anymore.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's kind
that's
of a thing
wild.
In the past. Yeah,
It just passed away without me thinking about it. And I'm like,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, part of that is just like LOD techniques generally have gotten more sophisticated mm-hmm. than, you know, oh yeah, just like hide it behind some fog.
What does LOD stand for anyway?
Level of detail.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And like, you know, models will fucking like get shittier as you get away or like, you know, that's one of my favorite kinds of glitches actually is when you're close, but it's still the far away
still level hasn't loaded. Detail.
Yeah. And it's just like, especially on like NPCs or whatever, where it's just like, oh yeah, no, this dude's made of bricks. It's cool. It's whatever.
Yeah. You walk up to a building and it's just sort of just a grainy painting of a wall with a door in it on the side, and
yeah.
So you walk up to the door and hit Y, and you just sort of do this magical door opening motion and like Harry Potter yourself through the wall
through
into
the solid wall. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Yeah, that rules.
I miss glitches that were not like painfully game breaking. Mm-hmm. I feel like all glitches that exist now are like going to destroy my save file or ruin hours of work versus like,
I mean, let's just kind of fall through Oblivion. Yeah. Oblivion, I think, is where that kind of shit peaked, you know.
Yeah.
Of just like, you know, yeah, like sometimes people just like walk backwards and that's normal. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it.
Oh, that ragdoll got like caught like just slightly wrong on like a physics enabled cheese wheel. Well, goodbye to your frame rate.
I think ragdoll problems are the only good glitches we get anymore.
Oh, ragdoll problems are the fucking best, yeah.
They are. I especially love it when like the segments of like bodies, the ragdoll somehow thinks that they should be different places from each other. So you just have like a body splayed out over like, you know,
like an entire fucking football field. Yeah,
it's like several hundred feet, but the meshes are still connected.
Yeah, so you got this like weird spaghetti corpse just there, man. I love Junji Ito. Yeah,
I think it was Halo 2 you could do that to people.
Yeah,
or maybe 3, where if you hit them just right and in the right places, their corpse would bug out as it fell.
Yeah.
Oh God, you remember that map? It was the one with like a desert. It had like the broken tubes in it and a tower, and there were some caves.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah.
If you whacked people in the right place, they fell forward and through the map.
Yeah.
And then they fell down on top of the map at like Godzilla size.
Yep.
God, I love doing that.
Yeah.
And occasionally, and the best part was if you hit them in the right place and in the right way, you could combine the two where they'll fall down giant on the map and their body will wig out and just be like this weird like tentacle monster.
Yeah, there's nothing better than some good jank, you know?
Yeah, I specifically like I probably buy more games than is acceptable, but like my primary goal is what is absolutely jank. If I see a Two Worlds ass mid-tier like open world RPG with bad voice acting, I want that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to play it for at least a year, but I want it there so that one day I can be like, I'm going to experience.
I want to play
whatever
that's thoroughly mediocre. Yeah. And not like a boring, like, you know, and this is my fucking contrarian ass take, not like a boring, like, Last of Us kind of mediocre where it's, you know, like the Marvel of video games, right?
I've never played Last of Us. Is it Marvel?
Neither have I, but it looks Marvel.
Okay.
And my preconceived notions off of not having fucking consumed a piece of media are all I need to stand by my opinions because I'm a child of the internet.
I mean, there's too much, like, it's just a way of coping. There's too much content that exists for us to have any informed opinion on it.
They might be perfectly fine games, too. I have no idea.
I don't know. I can't remember if that's the one I saw Jack playing that
yeah.
was, like, it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Or if that was something
I mean,
else.
Visually, what? They're real cool.
Maybe I saw Jack playing Heavy Rain or something.
I don't
remember.
Which also, visually cool, but also, like, what the fuck is this?
I'm just tired of like I have never enjoyed Telltale like style narrative games where it's like you make the choices and you walk around and do the things like.
Have you considered that the choices make you? Whoa.
You know, I hadn't considered that because never do they mention that.
I hadn't considered it and I won't. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want I want the jank. I want the weird stuff and. Yeah, I got some more time on my hands to play them, so I might.
There you go. Yeah, what better way to use your time than, like, fucking, God, yeah.
Yes, actually, that's the thing I should mention as a theme of this podcast, which, you know, in the past, I've been using up all of my horniness just making horny jokes in this podcast, but now that I've had a break, I felt hornier than I felt
in... Oh, the horny budget's through the roof, yeah.
I don't think I felt this horny in 8 months. It's great.
There you go.
The stress is gone. I am going to have a great time. I'm gonna sit down. I'm going to have some weird sex. I'm going to... read about...
Gonna sit down on someone's face.
Yes. I'm gonna play janky video games. I'm gonna read about Juche.
Packed schedule, yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be a lovely time.
Indeed.
And I am actually sad that, you know, we're not gonna be doing the show.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, fucking...
We wanted to do a thing to send it off.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It's just us talking like we always do. You know,
just bullshit
it's a shame
around,
Dennis
you know.
Is not here to try and keep us on track. But you know what?
Right.
Our final episode is for you. We didn't get blazingly high, so we only got somewhat sidetracked.
Uh-huh.
But there is no end. There is.